William's strangest story. Listen. William hated getting up in the mornings. He loved lying in his warm bed and thinking about flying in space rockets or finding dinosaurs. That was much more interesting than getting ready for school. He was late for school nearly every day, but he enjoyed thinking of stories to tell his teacher too.
I'm late because our dog ate my maths homework, so I had to do that again before I had my breakfast. And my little sister threw my school uniform in the bath. Mum had to dry it before I could put it on. And someone stole Dad's car at midnight last night, so I had to walk all the way here.
Of course, the teacher didn't believe William's stories, but the other children in the class loved them.
You might win a writing competition one day,
his best friend said.
You might write a storybook one day.
You might be famous,
the others said. One morning, William lay in bed thinking about visiting other planets. When he turned on his mobile phone and saw the time, he thought,
Oh no, I'm going to be late. Again.
He jumped out of bed and started getting dressed. Then he remembered something important. He had to take a dictionary, a pair of scissors, some glue, and a ball of wool to school. He needed these for his English, art, geography, and science lessons that day. He found them, but it was already 9:02 when he left the house. His lessons started at 9 o'clock, so he had to run very fast. He ran so fast that he fell over and hit his head on the ground.
Ow!
When he opened his eyes, he wasn't in the street by the school playground. He was sitting in a spaceship, and a space monster was laughing and pointing its long fingers at him.
Well, thought William, today I'm going to be really late for school.
The space monster said. William didn't understand, but the monster was pointing at William's rucksack. So William opened it. His dictionary fell out. The space monster hopped over, picked it up, smelt it, and then ate it.
That tasted delicious,
it said.
Wow,
thought William.
That's fantastic. Now it can speak English. When I get home, I'm going to eat my Spanish dictionary.
What else have you got in your rucksack, Earth boy?
The space monster asked. William showed it the scissors. The space monster touched them carefully with its long fingers.
What do you use these for?
It asked. William looked for something that he could cut. He saw a square piece of gold and silver paper next to the spaceship's computer. It had lots of stripes and spots on it.
For cutting,
William said, and started cutting the paper in half. The spaceship suddenly stopped moving.
No! Stop! That was my most important space map!
The space monster said angrily.
Wow,
thought William.
I've got a really big problem now. Without a map, it might take much more time to get to school.
Then the space monster saw William's glue and ball of wool. It picked them up, but the glue fell through its fingers and dropped on the floor. The top came off and the glue came out. It went all over the space monster's feet.
Do you drink this or wash in it?
The space monster asked.
Jump in it and see,
William answered. The monster jumped into the glue and tried to jump out again, but it couldn't. It threw the ball of wool in the air, and when it started waving its arms round and round, the wool went round and round its arms too. Soon, the monster couldn't move at all.
My ship!
It shouted. It was forgetting its English words.
I've got a horrible headache because I'm... Your strange language. You've broken my spacey... And now I can't move my... Or my arms. I'm sending you home. Go home right now!
William was suddenly on the ground outside the empty school playground. It was 9:05. He ran into his classroom and said,
Oh, I'm sorry I'm late. You see, I was in a spaceship and I couldn't get away. A space monster ate my dictionary. Then I cut up the space map so the spaceship couldn't move. Then I glued the space monster's feet to the floor and my wool went all round its arms, which made it really angry. But everything's okay now.
His friends couldn't stop laughing.
Well,
the teacher said,
William, that's the strangest story you've ever told me. I don't believe any of it.
William smiled and looked inside his empty rucksack.
Well, I know all of it really happened.
He laughed.